In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in Hatur, the Coptic calendar. And as we know that from the beginning of Hatur, we talk about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. And there is a lot of symbols about this. And when we are talking about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, we have to remember also one way to the kingdom of God is to fast. And we are fasting now the Nativity fast. And to know about fasting, to know about the Nativity of fasting, we have to know in first why we have to fast. Why there is in our church we have to fast, which is strange for us. Why we have to fast? It's a clear message and a clear commandment from our Lord Jesus Christ when he said to us that take care. He said like this kind cannot come out by anything but prayer and fasting. It's mean if we need to defeat the evil one or we need to defeat sins, we have to fast. It's a clear commandment in our gospel. This is first of all. Second point, why we have to fast. We have to remember when Jesus Christ, before he began his service, he was fasting for 40 days before going to serve. It means that he needs to teach us everything about to fast. If Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, was fasting for 40 days, that's why I have to follow him and I have to fast also. This is like a big symbol to us that we have to fast. This is second point. Also, in a contemplation from St. John Chrysostom, he talked about in the paradise when our Lord, our God, said to Adam, please not eat from the fruit from this tree. It's a clear commandment. And the first commandment from our God to Adam, to not eat. If Adam exists already in the paradise, he will exist with our God. And now that the mankind now on earth needs to fast, is the fast is for his benefit, for his body. Then, why we have to fast? We have to fast because it's a clear commandment from God. We will defeat the sins, we will defeat the evil one, by fasting. Second of all, because we follow our Lord Jesus Christ when he was fasting during 40 days. Third point is if Adam and the clear commandment from our God to Adam to fast, to not eat. Also, we are now on the earth, we have to fast. Okay. And if we are looking to like a common epithet for all the saints, we will see that all saints have one common epithet, that is they were fasting, which is very clear to us. Saints without fasting is no saints. Then we were going to another point, which is okay, we know now why we are fasting, but Jesus gave us another concept, another meaning of the fast. If we take the fast as an order, a commitment, it's not working. It will be very bad. It will be hard. It will be very boring during 40, 30 days or 55 days or any fast. It will be very boring. Why? Because it's a commitment in an order. No, but another concept from the fast is, or about the fast is only is a gift. As our Lord Jesus Christ sacrifice his body. We try to sacrifice like a few hours. Or, okay, we will not eat some kind of food. It's a small sacrifice. If our Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed his body to us or for us, then I have to sacrifice myself also. I have to give him a gift, a small gift. Small gift is only like few hours. I will not eat, for example, for 3-4 hours. Or I will change my food. I love, for example, chocolate. I will not eat chocolate. Even if I love food, I have to not eat food. Then if I love something to eat, okay, my Lord Jesus Christ, I give you a small gift to you. I will not eat this one. And please accept this gift from myself. It's a small gift. That's why we have to take the concept of the fast is a gift to God. It's only I need to give him a gift. That's why if we take this concept about the fast, about it's a gift, we will be glad. We will be very happy. Yeah, we will, okay, we will be happy because we need to give him a small gift. For example, I need to give a gift to Jesus Christ, a baby, the baby Jesus Christ, by the end of the fast. I need to give him a small gift. Can I give you a small gift? The small gift from 43 days, we will fast. That's it. Okay, that's why by the end of the fast, we will be very happy. Then, but why will we be happy by the end of the fast? After fasting, why will we have to be happy? We have to be happy because the fast is a victory. We will defeat the sins. For example, it should be like working like this. By the end of the fast, we have to find that if I have sins, at least one sin from my sins should be eliminated, should be erased by the end of the fast. This is a victory. By fasting, we will defeat all sins. We will defeat devil one. That's why it makes me happy. By the end of the fast, I found that if I have something wrong in myself, in my personality, it will be adjustable. Why? According to the fast. Also, I will gain a lot of virtues. I have to gain virtues. For example, I have to know, for example, I have to be patient more. Then I try to train myself how to be patient during the fast. And the fast, it will help me in this. Then I have to be happy because I will be, it's a victory. I will win. I will defeat all sins. And also I will gain a lot of virtues. And also during my fasting or during our fast, I will be more closer to God. I will attend a lot of liturgy. I have to be more closer by praying. I cannot believe that the period of the fast, for example, to be the same as the other period, for example, the other days. It should be different. Should be different. I have to attend more liturgy. I have to dedicate life or to define a small time for God. I have to pray to him. I have to talk to him. And the fast will help me. When I stop some food, when I stop to eat, for example, for a few hours, it's helped me. It's helped me in my life, in my spiritual life. Then also, but if someone asks me, okay, we try to do this, but still we never feel about our fasting. We haven't the feeling that we are fast now. That why? First of all, I have a question, why we are fasting again? Are we fasting for people or for God? For example, our church now, we begin now like the fast of the Nativity. And all the Orthodox Church, Coptic Church, we have to fast. And the people, one man or one whatever, he talk to himself, oh, I have to fast because the church now is fasting. And, oh, I am a deacon. If I go, I'm going now to the liturgy, for example, all my friends will tell me, okay, you are not fasting. I have to fast. No, I can't. I'm a deacon. Or when I'm going to the liturgy and the priest will tell me, are you fasting? No, no, you will not take a communion. That's it only. Then I'm fasting because I am afraid from someone or something else or for people. How I'm looking for people, which is different. The aim of our fasting is for God or for people. If for people, I will not be happy. If for God, I will be happy. Because he will give me the grace, the blessing. And also, another question. If I have a feeling of the fast. If your heart is full of love to all people, if your heart is wide and open for all people, you accept all people, or there is some bad point or some feelings bad to another people, against another people, you have a pure heart to accept all people? You love all? If like this, okay, you will be happy during your fast or during your fasting. But if not, if there is any thing in your heart against another people, never feel happy. How, if during the liturgy we try to tell our Lord Jesus Christ, according to your mercy, our God, according to your mercy. And where is our mercy to other? Why? If we try to ask him to forgive our sins, but why we not forgive the sins of others? Why we are looking to the bad only, or the negative? We have to look also to the positive, to this person. Then I have no feeling during the fast. One, because I'm fasting for people or for God. Number two, my heart is full of love or bad thinking to others. And another one, if I am fasting and I stop to eat, for example, for a few hours by the end of the day, I have to feel hungry, for sure, and cold. That's why I have to remember the poor. The fast is the aim of the fast also to have to remember the poor. If no charity, if no tender, there is no fast. There is no feeling during my fast. Then I have to remember in all the day that there is some people, they haven't food, they haven't clothes, they are feeling bad. That's why I have to remember all the day these people during the fast. That's why if I remember this, and I not only to remember them, oh, that poor man, yeah, that's it. And after, nothing. I have to give to the poor. This is also another point we have to, it's fulfill our fasting. Another point is, during my fast, should not have pleasures. For example, if I like to go to party, for example, any days or whatever, I have to stop for a time during the fast. Because I have to remember also the poor and to remember God. Then if I have lusts, I have to stop. If there is a lot of pleasures, I have to stop a while. I have to remember that I am in fast. At least I try to pray to God. And according to his mercy, I try to pray to him. Then the end point, there is any blessing. Yeah, if we open Isaiah 58, we will we will read a lot of blessing during the fast or by the end of the fast. For example, at least we have an improvement in my spiritual life. I will be more closer to God. This is my friend. This is my father and my friend. And I have to talk to him. That's why I will be more closer to him. And also, God will hear me. I give him a small gift. I give him a sacrifice. That's why he also hears to me. And if I ask him, for example, to address me to any way, he will address me. This is the blessings of fasting. There is a lot of blessings of fasting, but this is a small blessing, like a few. If we need to tell you like all the blessings, it will take more hours about the blessing, but at least we are now more closer to God and we talk to him and he hear my voice very well. And he will address me to anywhere. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theo proskomen kireleison kireleison chenomet mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father from all ages, light of light, true God, God of God created, of one and the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men for our salvation came down from heaven. Was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead, who is crucified by man. Yes, he believed in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the coming age. Amen.
We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the coming age.
Eflogison,
πιε προσευχήστασιτε.
Ειρηνή πάση.